Good morning and welcome to the Cork Coffee Roasters in the centre of Cork City, the very best coffee house I know in this city on the south coast of Ireland. It's a splendid Saturday morning where the weather is superb and I'm recovering from an extraordinary experience I had last night in a hotel. Now, I don't usually go out to a hotel for meals, I usually go to restaurants. So this is a very remarkable hotel called the Cliff House Hotel, and it's in Ardmore in Waterford. And yesterday I did a boo about it as well, and called something like going to the Cliff House Hotel. And this could be aptly called coming from the Cliff House Hotel, where there is a superb chef, a Michelin-starred chef from Holland, from the Netherlands. If I wait until I share my highlights from the experience until I get a perfect moment, I may never do it. So this is striking while the iron is hot, without any notes in front of me, just working from a defunct, very defective and inadequate memory, because the experience was incredibly rich. So I've been asked this morning what were the highlights of the meal. So these are not really highlights, these are just bullet points from the meal. And it's really out of the way, it really is. You feel that you're leaving urban civilization and going down some country lane, and you end up in the dark. That's what happened. We ended up in the dark looking at this building, which was full because there was very difficult to park a car outside. I think we got the last parking space on a Friday night, and that was the earliest indication that indeed there are people out there in Ireland are prepared to spend money on the good things in life. Now, this was a remarkable special treat for me. It was the last phase of my 60th birthday celebration. But the first thing that happened when I went into the restaurant is that I remember now, was that the general manager of the restaurant came over and shook my hand. We had never met before. He is an absolutely delightful, charming man. You wouldn't meet a nicer man on a bright Sunday. No, he really was superb, and he was charming and welcoming. Now, we'd had contact via Twitter. That's how we had quite a lot of contact via Twitter. And it really was a vindication of Twitter as a tool for introducing you to somebody. We had a long, slow courtship, you could say, because this was I had an intention of going to this hotel for a meal in ages. I better speed up now, because what are the other things I remember? The other thing I remember is that it's very early on in the meal, hardly before we had, almost before we had started the meal, or in fact during the amuse-bouche, at the beginning, the chef came out and talked to us, and that was another wonderful thing, because I have been in touch with him before on Twitter many times. But it was a special thrill to be to meet the enormously tall man, I have to say, young, energetic, powerful looking man, a man with clearly with immense skill and knowledge. Now, I'm not knowledgeable about food at all, as I'm just an eater, but that was a great thrill as well. I took away with me from the restaurant, I asked specially for it and I was given it, but I took away an absolutely wonderful momentum. We had the tasting menu, and the tasting menu came to me at the end of the night, signed by a whole lot of people who I take to be the chefs. I can't read any of their signatures. They're completely illegible to me, but they're now going to be an absolutely treasured heirloom that I'll hand on to my child, so that she can give it to her great-grandchildren to record the meal that her... Anyway, that's, you get the idea. It was wonderful to have something to take away, and I better tell you something about the food. Well, what comes into my head is that we had three types of meat. We had venison, we had pigeon, and we had duck. I love them all. I love them all. I especially love the venison. But that's another story. I'm not going to go into the food in detail, but just to say, three times. We also had absolutely scallops, wonderful, wonderful scallops, and monkfish in a stupendously rich sauce underneath it, which was much too rich for my wife, but was absolutely perfect for me. there was chocolate, there was pear, and there were various formal things on the tasting menu. But the add-ons, the things you don't expect, the intercourse food, the stuff to help you get from one course to the other, was staggering in its own right. There was a whole lot of stuff. Now, I have to draw a highlight attention to the wine. We were two of us, I hardly drunk at all, and my wife had the tasting wine experience. In other words, she got about six glasses of wine during the meal, each of them specially chosen to complement the food and specially delivered by an expert at your table. Now, I think if she was here and talking instead of me, she would say that this was probably the greatest wine experience she ever had in her life. I have to say the red wine was a stunner for me. I mean, I could say other things about the other wines, but the red wine was an absolutely amazing experience. But this whole idea, when I had tiny sips, I admit that I had a sip out of about seven glasses of wine. I tasted every one. And did I spit them out? No, I didn't. They were just tiny little tastes. But it just shows that if you have experts providing you with wine that complement the meal, it makes a heck of a difference. I mean, I'm getting excited. I'm sitting here in a cafe in Cork, and this is not a reflective piece. I may be forgetting something hugely important. The place was full. That, to me, is terribly significant because it indicates that there is... Anyway, it indicates something. It was a lot better than sitting in an empty place, having it brought home to you that nobody in Ireland is spending any money. So it wasn't about that. But it was exhausting, I have to say. The whole thing, well, it was deliberately drawn out. I was in absolutely no rush. I have to compliment the restaurant on one thing in particular, which is odd, that the timing with which they actually brought you the next course was absolute perfection. There was no moment in it where I felt like, come on, hurry up now and give me the next bit, or will you please slow down. Now, this is not an accident. This is a matter of immense professional expertise, that you're able to assess the each individual customer and judge the pace at which they're going to eat. What else can I draw attention to? The restaurant is small, intimate. I saw absolutely nothing of the wonderful view that I would have seen if I was there in the summer. Anyway, all that is kind of irrelevant, because the thing I want to focus on is the actual extraordinary foie gras. Now, it looked for all the world as if it was a giant gooseberry stuffed with foie gras. In fact, it was could, for all I know, it might well have been a circle of green jelly, and inside was stuff that I thought was foie gras. In fact, it wasn't foie gras. It was something else, which I'll leave for another time, which I discovered afterwards. But while I was having it, I thought it was foie gras, a particularly light and delicate foie gras, I have to say. And I will remember that, because it was such an odd and unusual little green ball on the plate. There was so much food. I really think that it was too much for my dear wife, who really even had to say at the end that she, if the last course was going to be chocolate, could she please have something other than that? And I stuffed myself. I ate absolutely everything. I don't think I left anything on the plate, and I took some things from her plate. I actually treated myself to an extra helping of pigeon. Now, I'd never eaten pigeon before in my life, but... Anyway, that's the kind of enthusiasm I come away with it from. It really felt to me as if I was eating food that had been prepared by artists. I could imagine the people in the kitchen having spent hours and hours debating about whether that particular colour went with that and was rightly placed in that particular position on the plate. This was not about slopping it up and putting it down in front of you. But the interesting thing was, instead of it being, you know, a really tiny little portions that would leave you famished, I think the portions were, well, certainly easily big enough for me. Anyway, that's it. Look, a bit of mourning. This is the sound of Cork Coffee Roasters. So I just want to say a great, great thank you.